identifying independent and dependent demand sources, manufacturing planning and control for supply chain management notes that it is critical that material and capacity planners identify all sources of demand for items, because they are managed in different ways. It is important to distinguish between items with independent demand and dependent demand. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Independent demand, the demand for an item that is unrelated to the demand for other items. Demand for finished goods, parts required for destructive testing, and service parts requirements are examples of independent demand. C. Dependent demand. Dependent demand. Demand that is directly related to or derived from the bill of material structure for other components or end products. Such requirements are therefore calculated instead of forecasted. A given inventory item may have both dependent and independent demand at any given time. For example, a part may simultaneously be the component of an assembly and sold as a service part. C. Derived demand, independent demand. The key difference between dependent and independent demand is that independent demand originates from sources outside the control of the organization, while dependent demand originates from internal sources or sources the organization can control. Often independent demand will be for items that the organization sells as individual units, and dependent demand will be for the materials used to make those units. Independent demand is determined using forecasts and order management. Dependent demand is not forecasted. Instead, it is calculated as part of the material requirements planning process. Items can be subject to both independent and dependent demand. Consider the example of a water pump for a car. The independent demand for service parts sold to auto parts stores would be forecasted. The dependent demand for pumps used in vehicle assembly would be calculated using the bill of material and other inputs. The bill of material is a list of all parts, materials, or ingredients that comprise a single unit. The two sources of demand would then be summed to determine the net requirements for water pumps. Independent demand comes from a number of internal and external sources: forecasting, customer orders, finished goods, and service parts. Service repairs or warranty-related demand and related service contracts. Replenishment orders, distribution or warehouse requirements. Vendor-managed inventory, VMI. Interplant demand or intercompany transfers, for example, between subsidiaries. Internal use, research and development, quality control, destructive testing, marketing use such as samples, rework, donations. Everything listed except forecasting represents actual orders, and this demand is differentiated from forecasted demand by calling it actual demand. Replenishment orders come from downstream business customers, such as distribution centers. A distribution requirements planning system would be used to automatically include replenishment orders and interplant/intercompany orders in the gross requirements of the master scheduling system. Internal use items and end customer orders would enter the enterprise resources planning system through order management. Exhibit 3-20 lists examples of inventory items for each type of demand. Exhibit 3-20, independent and dependent demand. Item forecasts. One important source of independent demand aggregation is item forecasts for the distribution network. Item forecasts are used for distribution requirements planning, DRP, for inventory stocking locations such as regional DCS, satellite DCS, and stores. These forecasts rely on a number of sources, as seen in Exhibit 3-21, that provide and analyze the data used for estimates of independent demand in DRP. Forecasts are more accurate at the aggregate level. So even though it is necessary to break the forecast into individual distribution centers, accuracy will be affected. Exhibit 3-21. Sources of forecast data.